We're going to return this morning to the fallout from the broadcasting of the RTÉ Investigates documentary into elder care at two nursing homes, The Residence in Port Laois and Benevan Manor in Dublin's Glasnevin. Now, later, reporter on the programme, Aoife Hegarty, will join us to update us on government action and inspections, including new inspections being carried out at the homes by the Health and Safety Authority. But what do we know about Amies Ireland, formerly Orpea, the company which owns and operates the two nursing homes investigated by RTÉ? And they operate another 22 nursing homes in Ireland, providing 2,138 beds, making it the largest provider of private nursing homes in the country. Here to tell us more, we're joined by Thomas Hubert, editor of The Currency. And Thomas, you're very welcome to the programme. Now, we know from ESRI research that these large private nursing home operators are now becoming the dominant providers of long-term residential care in the country. Tell us a little bit more about Orpea, or as it is now known, Emmys Ireland, and its growth in this country over the past 5 years.
Yeah, so Orpea, as it was known for the past few decades, is one of the largest nursing home operators in the world. It has about 1,000 worldwide. It's based in Paris. It's originally a French company. And it first came to Ireland in 2020 when actually nursing homes were beginning to really face COVID in the first quarter of 2020. That's when Orpea, as it was known at the time, made its first acquisition of nursing homes in Ireland. And very quickly, over about 18 months, they made several deals like that, buying groups of 5-10 nursing homes that were already structured by national owners in Ireland, and then putting them into their own group, and came up quickly to within 2 years to that 24 number you had there. That was the final tally at the end of last year. And within those groups they acquired, there were also some sites with planning permission for new homes, and they've been building them out since then. The one in Port Laois in the RTÉ documentary is an example that didn't exist when they bought the owner at the time, but they have built out the sites that already had planning permission that came with the deal. And that's how they came to be the largest operator of nursing homes in Ireland as well.
And you'd anticipate more to come?
You would have at the time, because that was very much the trajectory, but they were hit by a very serious scandal at home in France in 2022. And that put a stop to their investment plans. And that growth has stopped since then, even though they have built out the ones that were already ready to go, shovel ready with planning permission. They haven't made any more acquisitions since then because they were facing a serious financial crunch at the global level and they weren't able to spend as much as before.
All right, we might come back to France again if we have time, but I want to stay with Ireland and Irish developments, because they're not here because of altruism, I presume. They're here because there's profit to be made.
Yeah, this is a business. There's a very strong view of Ireland among international investors in nursing homes that it is a good place to invest. There are a number of reasons for that. It's underserved. There's fewer nursing homes, fewer beds per head of over per number of people over 65 than there would be in other countries in Europe, for example. So there's potential for growth. They also see it as a place where there's a steady commitment by the state to put money into private nursing homes. That's very clear. For example, if you read at the EMA's annual report for the global group just out a few weeks ago, they say Ireland has a commitment of government funding towards the private sector through the Fair Deal scheme. So they're attracted with that. There's a commitment there that they can tap into. And it's also where private nursing homes are the biggest player relative to maybe voluntary or publicly owned nursing homes elsewhere. Orpea's own annual report again lists all the countries they're in, and Ireland is by far the one that is most dominantly private.
So there is a long-term strategy here in terms of investment in this country. Let's come back to France. And you were saying a scandal that engulfed the company there in 2022. Now, Amies Ireland had no connection or involvement with the allegations that happened in France. But what happened in France?
So what happened in early 2022 was that a journalist called Victor Castanet published a book based initially on the story of his own grandfather, who was in a home that was part of the group, and he was shocked by how his grandfather was treated, and he investigated, published a book, talked to a number of sources inside and outside the company, showing in part, a lot of the things that we've seen in the RTE documentary, lack of supplies, rationing, lack of staff, and as a result, very poor standards of care in a lot of the group's nursing homes. That was a major scandal in France, and that resulted in complete overhaul of the company. So change of management, all the senior executives had to leave, some of them were prosecuted, and also a big financial challenge and restructuring of the company because investors lost confidence in it. The government launched a number of audits that all confirmed what was in the book. And the banks, like it was very heavily indebted company, and lenders started to lose confidence as well. And it was very hard for the company to refinance its debt. And it was eventually taken over by new investors who were supposedly a lot less profit driven. They are led by CDC, which is the French sovereign investment fund, not a government agency, but state-backed French financial institution.
And just because I'm just out of time, is there greater state overview now in France arising out of that book and what happened?
There is, absolutely. There's been a lot of investigations exposing what had happened and a commitment by the new owners and the new management that it wouldn't happen again. But unfortunately, RTE showed in its documentary that some of the issues that happened in France now appear to happen here.
And further investigations ongoing, and we'll hear about those from Aoife Hegarty a little later on. For now, Thomas Hubert, editor of The Currency, thank you very much indeed for coming in to us. It's 10 minutes to 8. Let's take a break. We're back with business.